Does anybody recognize this man?
有谁认出这个照片上的人吗？
He just looks like an average middle-aged American man, right?
他看起来是不是就像一个非常普通的中年的美国男人呢？
Some of you might recognize him when he was younger.
也许在这个年轻照片上，你可能看出他是谁，认出他是谁。
Sounds at least one person recognizes.
甚至至少我们这里有一个人认出他是谁。
His name was Billy Joel.
他的名字叫 Billy Joel.
So he's pretty popular back in the 70s and 80s when I was growing up.
他在70年代、80年代，也就是我成长的过程中呢，他是非常出名的一个人。
He wrote songs like The Piano Man, Honesty, and Only the Good Die Young.
他写了很多的歌，比如说是钢琴家、诚实，还有好人早逝等等。
And he won many prestigious awards for his music.
他得了很多的奖。
And a few years ago, Billy Joel was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
几年以后呢，他甚至成为摇滚名人堂的一员。
And Billy Joel seemed to have good fortune with women as well.
Billy Joel 呢也很受女人的欢迎。
Does anybody know who he was married to?
你们知道他跟谁结婚了吗？
It was Christie Brinkley.
他的太太叫 Christie Brinkley.
So here they are in some of their happier times together.
这照片看起来他们是当时非常高兴快乐的在一起的时候。
So a lot of people would have enjoyed to be in Billy Joel's shoes.
所以看来很多人可能都希望自己就像 Billy Joel 一样。
He has lots of talent, lots of money, lots of admirers.
他有非常的聪明，有很多的钱，而且很多人都崇拜他。
And yet after his divorce from Christie Brinkley, he said the following.
但是当他跟 Christie Brinkley 离婚的时候呢，他这样说。
The happiest times of my life when my relationships were going well.
当我在我的关系很好的时候呢，是我生活里最快乐的时候。
But in my whole life, I have not met the person I can sustain a relationship with.
但是在我的这个整个的生活中呢，我还没有遇到一个让我可以跟他持久在一起的这样一个人。
So I'm discontented with that.
我非常的不满足。
I'm angry with myself.
我对我自己很生气。
I have regrets.
我也有很多的遗憾。
You don't get hugged by the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
你当然摇滚名人堂呢，他不会拥抱一下你。
You don't have children with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
你跟摇滚名人堂呢，也不可能生孩子。
I want what everybody else wants.
我就想要别人平常人所有的。
To love and to be loved and to have a family.
就是可以去爱，而且被爱，可以有一个很好的家庭。
Here's a man who seems to have it all, and yet when it came down to it, he really had nothing.
这样一个人看起来好像他什么都有，但是终结来说，他看起来什么都没有。
It makes me think of what Jesus Christ once said.
这让我想起耶稣曾经说过的一句话。
What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul?
人就是赚得了全世界，失去自己的生命有什么益处呢？
Or to put it another way, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own family?
就是或者说，如果一个人他赚得了全世界，但是赔上他的家庭有什么益处呢？
That's not the way that God wants it to be.
当然这不是神不希望我们这样。
God wants us all to love and to be loved and to have a family.
神真的是希望我们可以去爱，而且被爱，有一个非常美满的家庭。
And yet so many of us fall short of God's ideal.
但是我们知道我们很多人呢都达不到神的期望。
Many of us will succeed in every area of our life and yet fail in one of the most important areas in our life.
我们很多人呢在我们生活中各个方面可能都非常成功，但是呢在最重要的一个方面呢反而非常的失败。
We will never experience what it means to be part of a loving family.
我们可能从来就没有经历过在一个美满幸福家庭中的一员是什么样的滋味。
We will not experience what God intended a family to be.
我们可能也从来没有经历过神要为我们祝福，有这样一个祝福的家庭是什么样子的。
So is it important to you to love and to be loved and to have a family?
那对你来说，你可以去爱，而且被爱，有一个非常美满的家庭重要吗？
So how can you experience what God wants your family to be?
你有没有经历过神就是要祝福你有一个美满的家庭呢？
There have been a lot of good books and a lot of good Christian conferences dedicated to answer those questions.
我们当然知道有非常多的基督徒的书，还有特别的会议呢，告诉我们说怎么样来有可以得到这些。
So I cannot thoroughly answer that question in less than an hour.
当然在这一小时之内呢，我也不可能把所有的答案都告诉你。
However, we can get a good start at answering that question by taking a look at Colossians chapter 3, verses 18 through 21.
但是呢，我们可以从哥罗西书三章十八节到二十一节呢，我们可以开始来寻找一些答案。
In this passage, the Apostle Paul addresses four different groups of people.
在这段经文里面，使徒保罗呢，在对四种人来讲话。
He first addresses the wives.
他首先呢提到做妻子的。
Then he addresses the husbands.
然后呢，他提到做丈夫的。
Thirdly, he addresses the children.
然后他又讲到呢做儿女的。
And then last, he addresses the parents.
最后呢，他讲到做父母的。
He tells each group what God desires them to do, and then he tells them either why they should do what they should do or how they should do what they should do.
所以对这些人来说呢，他告诉这些听众说神对他们的期盼是什么，而且呢告诉他们怎样才能达到神对他们的期盼。
In other words, he gives a reason or an application for each of his commands.
或者说呢，他就是给这些人呢的有原是什么，为什么要这样做，或者说如何才能这样做。
So as we look at these four groups of people, ask yourself, what can I do to fulfill God's desire for my family?
当我们来看这些四类人的时候呢，我们来思考我们应该怎么样来做呢，来满足神对我们每个人的期盼。
For example, if you're a wife, then you should do what a wife should do.
比如说如果你是做妻子的呢，那你就应该按照神所说做妻子的来做。
If you're a husband, you should do what a husband should do.
如果你是丈夫呢，你就是要按照丈夫应该做的来做。
Child should do what a child should do.
做孩子的呢就要做孩子应该做的。
Parents should do what a child, what a parent should do.
做父母的呢就应该做父母应该做的。
But don't go to sleep when I address a group that you don't belong to.
但是当我谈到这些情况的时候，如果你不属于这些情况呢，那你也不要睡觉。
For example, if you're not married yet, don't go to sleep when I'm talking to the parents.
当如果你还没有结婚的话，当然在我谈到做父母的时候呢，你不要睡觉。
It's most likely someday you'll be a parent, and someday the Holy Spirit might be able to bring back to mind what you heard today.
非常有可能有一天呢，你就要做父母，而且呢，可能今天的讲道呢，就是会提醒你怎么样来教育孩子。
Or if you're a man, don't go to sleep when I address the wives.
当我谈到妻子的时候呢，那男人呢，也不要睡觉。
It's most likely you will have friends who will be wives, or even daughters who will be wives.
很有可能你的朋友呢就是做妻子的，而且将来你的女儿呢也要做妻子。
And you can give them good advice from Colossians chapter 3.
当然你就可这时候呢就可以给他们有非常好的建议，来借着哥罗西书第三章。
So let's take a look at God's desire for each member of the nuclear family.
所以让我们来看一看神对我们这样一个小家庭每一个成员的期盼是什么。
Let's first of all take a look at God's desire for the wife by reading Colossians chapter 3 and verse 18.
我们来看哥罗西书三章十八节，他讲到如何做妻子。这里说，你们做妻子的，当顺服自己的丈夫，这在主里是和相宜的。
Now, for some of you ladies, that might be hard for you to hear.
可能做太太的呢，听到这节经文呢，觉得非常难以接受。
Sounds too patriarchal.
好像听起来这讲的也太大男子主义了吧
？It almost sounds like women are treated as second-class citizens in the wedding.
好像听起来就像这里谈到女人就像二等公民一样。
A lot of people don't really like what this verse is saying.
我们知道很多人都不喜欢这节经文。
In fact, in a recent survey, 69% of Americans surveyed disagreed with the statement that wives should graciously submit to the servant leadership of their husbands.
实际上最近有一个调查呢，就对说妻子要完全的顺服丈夫这个观点呢，有69%的美国人都不同意这样子的观点。
So, ladies, who are you going to side with, the Apostle Paul or 69% of Americans?
所以这做太太的你们觉得你们在站在哪一边呢？是站在使徒保罗一边呢，还是站在这个69%的美国人这一边？
But before you answer that question, let's take a look at answering a few questions about this verse to figure out what this command really means.
在你回答这个问题以前呢，我们先来看一看这节经文到底在讲什么。
First of all, who is this verse addressing?
首先我们来看呢，这节经文是在给谁讲的？
Notice that the verse does not say, "Husbands, command your wives to submit to you."
这节经文没有说你们做丈夫呢，要命令你的妻子来顺服你。
Instead, this verse addresses the wives.
相反的，这节经文呢，就是对妻子来讲的。
So wives, by an act of their own free will, are to voluntarily submit to their husbands.
所以做妻子的，你们就是自愿的来顺服你们的丈夫。
A husband should never force their wives to submit to them.
丈夫呢，完全不应该来强迫妻子来顺服他们。
Second question, to whom does the wife need to submit?
第二个问题呢，就是说这个太太呢，要向谁顺服呢？
Does the wife need to submit to every man?
是做妻子的要向所有的男人顺服吗？
No, according to this verse, the wife only needs to submit to her own husband.
根据这节经文呢，我们知道呢，妻子呢只对自己的丈夫顺服。
Now it's true that wives should submit to the male leadership within a church.
当然呢，我们在教会里呢，那女人呢要顺服那男性的领导地位，这是应该的。
But that's no different than that the men of the church should also submit to the male leadership within the church.
但是我们也知道，在教会里呢，男人呢也要顺服在男性领导地位这个事情。
Thirdly, what does the word submit actually mean?
所以呢，这个顺服到底是什么意思？
Let's answer that question by determining what submission does not mean.
来回答这个问题呢，我们先来看看这顺服呢，它不在讲什么，它不是什么，不在指什么。
First of all, it doesn't mean that the person who submits is inferior to the person that she submits to.
就是说这个顺服呢，它不止呢，要顺服的这个人呢，他比要去顺服的那个人要弱。
Luke chapter 2 verse 51 indicates that Jesus went down with Mary and Joseph and came to Nazareth and was submissive to them.
在路加福音讲到，耶稣他就同他的父母玛利亚和约瑟呢下去，回到拿撒勒，并且顺从他们。
Was Jesus inferior to Mary and Joseph?
那耶稣比玛利亚和Joseph 不如他们，比他们低等吗？
Certainly not. Jesus was not only fully human, he was also fully God.
当然不是。我们知道呢，耶稣呢，他是完全的神，也是完全的人。
Mary and Joseph were mere humans.
玛利亚和约瑟呢，他们只是人。
And yet it was the role of Jesus to submit to his earthly parents.
但是我们这里看到呢，耶稣呢，他的所做的就是要顺服他在地上的父母。
In the same way, wives are not inferior to their husbands.
所以呢，那妻子呢也并不比丈夫要差等。
In fact, some wives have superior intellect to their husbands.
事实上呢，可能很多做妻子的呢都比丈夫还要聪明。
But according to Paul, it's the wife's role to submit to her husband.
但是根据使徒保罗，在家庭中呢，妻子呢就是要顺服丈夫。
Now, secondly, submission does not mean that wives are not allowed to express their opinions.
当然呢，顺服呢也并不是说妻子呢不能发表自己的意见。
The Bible records instances where submissive wives express their opinions to their husbands.
在圣经中很多地方都讲到呢，顺服的妻子呢，他们把自己的想法可以表达出来。
In fact, in a family where people love and are loved, it is essential that the wife expresses her opinion and that the husband listens and considers it.
但我们知道呢，在一个非常和睦的家庭里面呢，我们太太呢，妻子呢，就是可以完全把自己的想法说出来，而且呢，丈夫也要好好的听。
So submission does not imply inferiority or silence. What does it mean?
所以呢，我们这里看到呢，顺服呢，并不是说要差一等，或者说要保持沉默。
The term literally means to put yourself under someone.
这个字的字面上的意思呢，就是说要把自己呢降低。
It originally was a military expression that meant to rank under.
事实上呢，这个字呢是从军事术语上来的，就是说你要把自己降低。
In this case, it means to recognize the husband as the spiritual leader of the family and to respect and follow that leadership.
就是说呢，在家庭里面，你就是要尊重承认丈夫在家里的属灵的领导地位，而且要顺服他。
It means that after discussing issues with the wife, that the wife goes with the husband's decision, even though she may not think it's the best alternative.
就是说我们在家庭里夫妻之间讨论好事情以后呢，就是妻子呢要顺服丈夫的决定，虽然说可能这个决定妻子认为并不是很最好的。
Fourth question is, what does the phrase as is fitting to in the Lord mean?
我们第四点来看，这里讲在主里面是合宜的，是在讲什么？
It could either be the reason why a wife should submit to her husband, or it could beThe way that a wife should submit to her husband.
可能是在讲呢，就是我们为什么要顺服丈夫的原因是什么，或者说呢，也在讲我们应该怎样来顺服丈夫。
If it's the reason why a wife should submit to her husband, then it could mean something like this.
如果这里在讲就是我们要顺服丈夫的原因的话呢，他的意思应该是这样的。
A wife should submit to her husband because.The Lord considers that to be the proper thing to do.
就是说，妻子要顺服丈夫呢，因为这是神所看来是相适宜的，神看是好的。
In other words, the Lord has set up the marriage relationship so that wives should submit to the husband's leadership.
就是说神在家庭里制定的这样一个次序呢，就是说妻子呢要顺服丈夫。
This avoids chaos in a relationship and gives guidance about what happens if there are disagreements between the parties.
这样呢就可能会避免冲突，也就知道在有争论的情况下呢，那丈夫要做决定。
I think this is the main meaning to this phrase.
我想这是这句话最主要的意思。
But I think that there is also truth in seeing the phrase as the way that a wife should submit to her husband.
当然呢，这句话可能也在讲，就是说，妻子应该怎样来顺服丈夫。
If so, the meaning of this verse would be a wife should submit to her husband only in the ways that the Lord considers proper.
就是说呢，妻子要顺服丈夫呢，她在顺服的时候，这种情况呢，是在神看来是合适的。
A similar principle can be found in Acts chapter 5 verse 29 where the disciples told the religious authorities we must obey God rather than man.
就像在使徒行传里面使徒们所讲的，就说要顺服神不顺服人是应当的。
In other words, generally speaking, we should submit to the leadership that has been placed over us.
就是说呢，我们要顺服在我们应该顺服的情况。
But when those commands violate the clear teachings of the Bible, we should submit to God rather than to the leader that is overseeing us.
当这种顺服的情况呢，它违背了圣经上的要求的时候呢，那我们要顺服神的命令，而不是丈夫的命令。
So for example, if the husband would tell his wife that they should cheat on their taxes, then she would need to refuse to do so because it violates the biblical clear command to pay taxes and not to steal.
就像比如说有一种情况，丈夫跟妻子说呢，要在填税表的时候呢，要不诚实，那这时候呢，妻子呢就不能按照丈夫说的去做，因为圣经上明确的告诉我们要诚实，不能偷窃。
Or if the husband wanted to abuse the wife, she should resist because these actions are also clearly go against the commands of the Bible.
当然呢，那如果在家里面丈夫要虐待妻子的话呢，那妻子就是要反抗，因为呢，在圣经里明确的告诉我们说，丈夫不能虐待妻子。
So after answering these four questions about this verse, we can see that God's desire for the wife is to voluntarily and respectfully follow the leadership of the husband, except for the cases in which the husband is clearly violating a biblical command.
所以从这四方面来看呢，我们知道呢，在家庭里呢，妻子呢要愿意完完全全的顺服自己的丈夫，除非丈夫的行为违背了圣经上的教导。
So now that we have discovered God's desire for wives, let's take a look at God's desires for husbands in Colossians 3 verse 19.
我们刚才明白了妻子在家中的角色呢，那我们来看三章十九节，看丈夫在家中的角色是什么。你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，不可苦待他们。
The Greeks had three main words for love: eros,phileos, and agape.
希腊文的爱呢有三个字，一个是 era, 一个是 philara, 还有一个 agape, love, agape 的爱。
If the Apostle Paul had commanded the husband to arrow their wives, he would have commanded them to make love to their wives.
如果使徒保罗这里说他用如果用 arrow 的爱呢来爱妻子呢，就说是丈夫要用身体来爱妻子。
But Paul didn't use that word.
但是呢，我们知道使徒保罗并没有用 arrow 的爱呢来说丈夫要爱妻子。
But if he had commanded them to phileo their wives, he would have commanded them to enjoy their wives' company.
如果使徒保罗他用的是 philia 这样一个这个爱的这词来命令来说丈夫的话呢，他是指就是我们这丈夫呢要用像朋友一样来对待自己的妻子。
But he didn't use that word either.
他也没用这个朋友的爱来描述这种情况。
Instead, he used the word agapeo.
相反的是他用 agape 这样一个爱呢来描述这种情况。
The New Testament uses that word to mean the unconditional, self-sacrificial caring for another person.
在新约里面用这个阿嘎佩的爱呢，来描述说这种爱是没有条件的，而且是舍己的爱。
Agape love is the actions that fulfill the sincere desire to meet the needs of another person.
阿嘎佩的爱呢，就是说要把自己完完全全的来摆上来满足对方的需要。
Husband's love cannot be a mere intention. It needs to be an action.
我们知道丈夫的爱呢并不只是在心里，而且一定要有行为出来。
It must be expressed to his wife.
一定要对他的妻子来表达出来。
Gary Chapman identified five main ways that a husband can express his love to his wife.
Gary Chapman 这个人呢，他用说了有五种方式呢，我们可以来表达爱对自己的妻子。
First, love can be expressed with words of affection.
当然呢，我们可以用言语呢来表达我们对妻子的爱。
It can be to speak sweet nothings into the wife's ear, or it can be to write a love letter to her.
就是就像你可以对你妻子的耳朵里面说非常甜言蜜语，可能没有什么意义，也可以给她写情书。
Secondly, love can be expressed with acts of service.
第二个呢，我们也可以呢，就是来帮妻子做事情。
For example, it can be to fix something that's been broken down, or it can be to do a chore that.His wife usually does.
可能呢是帮助妻子呢来修理家里一些坏了呢破了的东西呢，或者帮妻子做一些家务。
Third, love can be expressed with quality time spent together.
当然呢，这个爱的表达呢，也可以跟妻子有非常好的在一起相处的时间。
This can be walking hand in hand in the park or taking a vacation together.
就是你可以跟你的妻子去公园里面去漫步啊，然后或者是去一起去旅游啊。
Fourth, love can be expressed by gift giving.
第四呢，就是你也可以给妻子呢送礼物。
This could be taking a dozen roses home for no reason at all.
你可以就是没有任何原因呢，你就是回家以后给妻子带玫瑰花回家。
Or catching a hint about what she wants for her birthday and then giving it to her.
或者呢来知道妻子呢在生日的时候她想要什么礼物，而且你就是把她最想要的礼物给她。
Fifthly, affection, love can be expressed through physical affection.
当然呢，第五呢，我们也可以用我们的身体呢来表达对妻子的爱。
It could be a hug or a kiss, or it could be the neck massage after a hard day of work.
当然你可以抱抱你的太太呀，也可以亲吻她呀，或者给她做一些颈部的按摩啊，如果她太累的话。
But husband might say, "Why do I need to do something like that for her?"
可能丈夫就会说了，那我为什么要跟她做这些事情啊
？She doesn't deserve it.
她一点都不配啊。
I feel like she did the bait and switch on me.
我觉得她好像就骗了我一样。
When I was dating her, she was sweet and affectionate and cute.
当我跟她约会的时候呢，她是这么的可爱呀、啊，就像小鸟依人啊，又是这么的美，那么漂亮。
But now that we're married, she's nagging, she's cold, and she's frumpy.
那现在我们结婚了以后呢，她变得好像这么令人的烦呐、啊，又是非常冷漠啊，看起来也是邋里邋遢的。
But that's when the second part of Colossians 3:19 should kick in.
这时候呢，我们看在哥罗西书三章十九节的后半部呢，他告诉我们应该怎么做。
And do not be harsh with them.
这里说不可苦待你的妻子。
The phrase literally means stop being bitter or resentful towards her.
这就是讲，就是说你就是要不要对她有不好的情绪。
In other words, the Apostle Paul tells the husband, stop playing the victim card.
就是说呢，使徒保罗就告诉这些丈夫们说啊，你们不要再一直在玩这个好像受害者这张牌了。
Stop making excuses for your neglect of love.
你不要再为自己就是这样子忽略妻子呢来找借口。
She's not being submissive to you. Don't be bitter. Instead, get better.
如果她不顺从你的话呢，你不要觉得很生气，反而呢，你是要好好的对待她。
If she's nagging, cold and frumpy, then respond with romance.
如果她是真的是这样子唠唠叨叨啊，又冷漠啊，又是邋里邋遢的话，那你用罗曼蒂克来对待她。
See, the apostle. Paul says that God's desire for husbands is that they do not allow anything to keep them from expressing their sacrificial love to their wives.
所以呢，我们看使徒保罗在这里讲说，夫妻之间不应该有任何的事情可以阻止他们可以这样子有一个彼此舍己的爱。
It's the husband's job to keep love alive in the marriage.
这是做丈夫的责任，就是要维护这个夫妻之间的爱。
In other words, it's a sin to be a passive, neglectful husband.
如果你是一个非常冷漠的，又是非常忽视妻子这样一个丈夫的话呢，其实你是在犯罪。
So now that we've discovered God's desire for wives and husbands, let's take a look at what is God's desire for children in Colossians 3 verse 20.
那我们来这里看到做妻子和做丈夫的下面呢，我们来看一看做儿女的应该怎样。那我们在哥罗西书三章二十节这样说，你们做儿女的要凡事听从父母，因为这是主所喜悦的。
The word obey literally means to listen under.
这里的说的顺从呢，就是一定要听。
In other words, the childneeds to be alert to the parents' commands, and then he needs to carry out those commands.
就是说呢，做儿女的呢，就是要非常对父母说的话呢，非常的认真，而且要按着父母说的去做。
If the parent commands her to do something, she does it.
就是说父母让她做什么，她就是要去做。
If he commands her not to do something, she doesn't do it.
就是父母说让她不要做什么，她就不做。
And the verb is in the present tense, which implies that the obedience should be continual.
这里的这个动词呢是现在时，就是说这个要听从呢是始终一直都要听从。
In other words, the child must keep on obeying even when it gets difficult.
就是说做孩子们，如果这个要听从这种情况呢是有困难的时候，要很难的时候呢，你也还要听从。
You might say that doesn't sound very fun.
可能你会说这太不合理合适吧。
Why should I obey my parents even when they're unreasonable?
如果我的父母真的是不是很他们的要求不是很合理的话，我还是要听从他们吗
？I could tell you that chances are your parents are wiser than you, and someday you'll look back and be glad that you did things their way.
我想告诉你们，就是说，你们的父母呢，都是应该是比你们更有智慧。那有一天呢，你回头看的时候呢，你就要真的是要感谢你的父母，你听了，而且你听了你父母的话。
I can tell you that even if it is true that they are being unreasonable, that if you obey them, you will mature as a Christian and become a better person.
就是说，如果真的是听他们话很难的时候呢，你们还是要听，然后呢，你就会发现自己呢，就是越来越变成一个非常成熟的基督徒，而且呢，是变成一个非常就是良善的人。
And both of those reasons may be true.
那当然，这些都可能是对的。
But that's not the reason that the Apostle Paul gives.
但是我们知道呢，使徒保罗呢，他并不只是在讲这些。
He tells us in Colossians 3:20 that we should obey our parents because this pleases the Lord.
使徒保罗在这里讲，就是说我们应该顺从父母，因为这是神所喜悦的。
You might think, man, no matter how hard I try, I just cannot please my parents.
可能我们很多时候会觉得我们，哎呀，我们太努力了，但是还是不可能让我们父母满意。
But you can know for sure that if you obey this one command,You will please your heavenly Father.
但是我可以告诉你，如果你遵从了这个命令呢，那你就让我们的天父满足。
And for Christians, what better reason is there for doing that?
那对我们基督来说，还有什么比这个更好的吗
？You say, "Hey, I'm 32 years old."
可能你会说，我已经都31岁了。
Do I still have to obey my parents?
我还要听父母的，顺服父母吗？
I want to marry this nice Christian man, and they won't let me.
我想跟这个非常棒的这个基督徒男青年结婚，但是我父母不同意。
John MacArthur is an extremely conservative pastor, but he writes the following.
John MacArthur 他是一个非常严谨的一个非常保守的牧师，他这样写。
You stop being a child biblically in terms of this word, of this word when you.Go out to establish your own independence in your own life.
如果你自己呢，可以经济独立，而且自己有一个独立的生活，不需要再需要你的父母来供养你的话呢，那以圣经的角度呢，你就是已经独立了。
As long as you're in the house, and as long as your parents are responsible for you, as long as you're under their leadership and control, you have this one command.
但是呢，如果你还是跟父母住在一起，他们还在供养你，那你呢，就是要听父母的。
So if you're out of the house and paying for your own expenses, you are not obligated to obey your parents in all things.
就是说，如果你已经不跟父母住在一起了，而且你经济上已经独立的话呢，那你就不需要再顺从你的父母。
But you should still seek their guidance and consider their advice out of respect for your parents.And because it's likely very good advice.
但是呢，你还是应该去寻求父母的意见，因为呢，你要非常尊重的来寻求他们的意见，因为他们的意见可能很多时候都是好的意见。
But when it comes to children who are still living at home, God's desire for them is that they are alert to their parents' commands and they carry out these commands even when they seem unreasonable.
所以呢，我们看这使徒保罗在这里强调，就是说，如果儿女还是跟父母住在一起的话呢，那他们一定要就是要好好的听父母，而且就是按照父母说的去做。
And so, though Colossians 3 verse 20 is not primarily addressing adult children, there are a couple of other passages that address how adult children should treat their parents.
所以呢，在哥罗西书三章二十节，可能他。并不是只是在讲这些成年的孩子们，但是我们知道，在圣经中其他的经文呢，也是在讲就是成年的孩子们应该怎么做。
The first is found in Genesis chapter 2, verse 24.
第一处呢，我们可以从创世纪二章二十四节可以看到。
This passage indicates that when a couple gets married, that their primary allegiance goes from their parents to each other.
在创世纪二章二十四节这里说，因此人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。就是说，当夫妻两个人结婚以后呢，那夫妻呢就是一体，他们要联合，而且呢就是要离开父母。
So if a parent tries to intrude into the affairs of the couple, or tries to discredit the son-in-law or the daughter-in-law, The adult child should take the side of his or her spouse rather than the side of the parent.
就是说当这个父母呢要干涉这个夫妻之间的事情的时候呢，那这时候我们做儿女的，成年的孩子而做儿女的就应该是跟自己的配偶站在一边，而不是跟父母站在一边。
So does that mean that the adult child has no obligation to his or her parents?
那这里是不是说那就成年的这个孩子们就不要再听父母的了呢？
No, take a look at 1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 8.
当然不是。那我们再看提摩太，在提摩太which chapter? I'm sorry.
Oh, chapter 5 verse 8.
提摩太五章八节这样说，人若不看顾亲属，就是背了真道，比不信的人还不好，不看顾自己家里的人更是如此。
In other words, an adult child has the responsibility to provide for the parents.
就是说我们这些做成年人，我们对我们的父母呢，还是要来供养我们的父母。
And this might even mean that the parent moves into the house.
可能还甚至说我们要把我们的父母接到我们家跟我们一起住。
But remember, if the parent moves into the house at this point, they must not expect obedience from their child or their daughter-in-law or son-in-law.
但是做父母的这时候要记住，你要搬到跟自己的孩子一起住的时候呢，那你的孩子呢，你们就不要期望自己的孩子就要完全听你们的。
Instead, the adult children now have the role to be the leaders of the house.
相反的呢，这个孩子们呢，他们在这个家里呢，他们应该是有主权的。
And so now that we have discovered God's desires for wives, husbands, and children, let's take a look at God's desire for parents in Colossians 3, verse 21.
那下面呢，我们来看一下，那我们做父母的应该怎么做呢？我们在21节，他这里这样讲：你们做父母的，你们做父亲的，不要惹儿女的气，恐怕他们失了志气。
The word for fathers can be a generic term that means both fathers and mothers.
这里面讲到父亲呢，其实是在讲父亲和母亲。
And the word embitter in this verse means to cause somebody to become resentful.
这个里的说的是惹气呢，就是让别人心里生气。
Now, how can parents cause their children to become resentful?
那父母怎么会让孩子们惹孩子们的气呢？
Now, there are hundreds of different ways.
当然那有太多的情况了。
Well, let me give you just a few.
那我这里只讲几个例子。
First, a child can resent her parents for being too pushy.
那我们知道当我们做父母的太来对我们孩子要求太高的时候呢，那可能孩子们就会心里很不高兴。
When I was a youth pastor back in the 90s, a teenager told me that she took a straight A report card home to her father.
当我在做青少年的牧师的时候呢，有一个女孩呢，她告诉我，当她把她非常都是 A 的这个成绩呢给她父亲看的时候呢，
But the father did not compliment her on her excellent performance.
但是他非常就是失望的是，他的父亲不仅呢没有赞赏他这个成绩这么好。
Instead, he said, "Why didn't you get higher percentages on your grades?"
他就说，你为什么不能你的成绩，你为什么不能在班里面更好？
And he treated her brother the same way.
他对他的这个儿子也是这样。
A few years later, her brother was found dead after jumping from a high building on the campus of Rice University.
几年以后呢，这个女孩的她的弟弟呢，就是从这个 Rice 她所上的这个 Rice 大学呢，一个很高的楼上跳起来摔死了。
We need to discern the difference between challenging our children to do their best and pushing them too hard.
我们要真的是要分辨什么是可以来挑战我们的孩子，让他们可以做得更好，那什么是呢，我们对他们要求的是过于他们所能承受的。
Or we may end up pushing them off the precipice.
那很多时候呢，我们真的是就可能就把他们推下悬崖了。
Well, second, a child can resent her parents for not expressing their love to her.
第二点呢，就是孩子们对父母呢有气呢，可能是父母没有把他们的爱来对他们来表达。
Dads in particular are not often very good in displaying their love to their children.
特别是做父亲的呢，他们很不知道怎么样来把他们的爱呢，来对孩子们来表达。
They often feel like as long they display their love by just working hard to provide their children's financial need.
他们对孩子的爱呢，他们就是觉得他们只要努力的做事，挣很多的钱给他们，他就已经是很爱，是爱的表现了。
But the child is hungry for their dad to say, "I'm proud of you."
但是我们知道呢，孩子们真是。多么的希望自己的父亲可以说，哎呀，我真是以你为骄傲。
He's hungry for dad to go out and play ball with him.
他们真的是多么的渴望他们的爸爸呢，能跟他们一起出去去打球。
She's hungry for her dad to give her a hug.
他可能真的是渴望自己的爸爸呢来抱一抱他。
We need to figure out what we can do so our parents, so our children know that we truly love them.
我们真的是要知道我们应该怎么样来做呢，让我们的孩子们知道我们真的是这么的爱他们。
Third, a child can resent her parents for resenting him.
那第四种情况呢，就是说孩子们呢可能是因为父母心里对他们有气呢，所以呢他们也对父母很不满意。
Now, when our children disrespect us or when they disappoint us, it is natural for us to feel hurt.
当我们的孩子们呢不听我们的话的时候，或者是让我们失望的时候呢，我们可能很多时候我们心里会不高兴，有气。
But if we're not careful, that hurt can turn into resentment.
但是如果我们不小心的话呢，可能这种表现呢，就是可能让孩子们心里就是也会很恼火。
And that resentment can turn into a hard heart that refuses to forgive the child.
这种心里的这个气呢，可能让我们心就变得非常的坚硬，我们就不愿意原谅我们的孩子。
Well, we need to give our children unconditional love.
我们应该给我们的孩子真的是无条件的爱。
I try to let my daughters know that no matter what they do with their lives, or no matter what they do to me, that I will love them.
我一直在跟我的女儿们讲，就说在他们的生命里面，无论他们做什么事情，或者说无论他们怎么样对我，我都要爱他们。
So even if they denied their faith, or even if they spit in my face, I would still choose to love them.
甚至他们就是放弃自己的信仰，或者说他们甚至往我脸上吐唾沫，我都要爱他们。
Certainly, I would not approve of their self-destructive behavior, and certainly I would be disappointed.
当然了，我当然不会支持他们这样一个这样一个不好的行为我也不希望他们是变成这样子。
But I would still love them.
但是我还是要爱他们。
Now, fortunately, I have terrific children who love the Lord. They love my wife and I.
非常可幸的是呢，我的孩子们他们都是非常的爱神呢，也非常爱我和我的太太。
So it's very easy for me to love them in return.
所以对我们来说呢，爱他们是非常好，非常容易的事情。
But if something would change, I would still love them.
但是如果情况变了的话呢，那我还是要爱他们。
We parents need to be the adults.
我们做父母的应该是做成年人。
Just because our children.Treat us in a childish way does not give us any right to treat them back in a childish way.
如果我们的孩子呢以孩子的方式来对待我们呢，那我们也不能够像孩子一样以孩子的方式来对待他们。
But why is it so important not to cause them to be resentful?
为什么说对他们来说不惹孩子的气这么重要呢？
Paul indicates at the end of verse 21 that if we do, they could become discouraged.
使徒保罗在21章21节最后这样说，如果我们这样子的话呢，就会使我们的孩子失了志气。
The word discouraged means without passion.
这个失了志气呢，就是让他们会变得对任何事情都没有兴趣了。
They might lose their passion for life.
他们甚至可能对生命都没有兴趣了。
They could become sullen.
他们可能变得就是这样子沉闷消沉了。
They may feel like they can't accomplish anything important. They may end up feeling like they want to quit.
他们可能让他们觉得他们什么事都做不了这样子他们就放弃了。
So God's desire for parents is that we stop behaving in a childish way that would cause our children to become resentful.
这里呢神告诉我们说呢，我们不要惹儿女的气，不要让他们失了志气。
So now we have looked at God's desires for wives, husbands, children, and parents.
这里我们已经看到了我们做妻子的、做丈夫的、做儿女的、还做父母的应该如何做。
So does that mean that if we fulfill God's desire, that that we will fulfill our dream to love and be loved and to have a family?
那这里我们知道，我们是不是说，如果我们按照神说的这样子去做的话，那我们就是真的是可以实现我们的梦想，去爱和被爱，而且可以有一个非常美满的家庭了吗？
Actually, the only part of that dream that you have the power to fulfill is the dream to love.
我想在这个整个的梦想的这个过程中呢，就是我们应该要做的，就是我们要做我们自己应该做的。
The truth is that you could do your part in loving others and loving your spouse and your children, but they may never return your love.
可能是真实的情况呢，可能是当你是去好好的去爱你的丈夫、爱你的家人的时候呢，可能让他们并没有对你有回报。
The truth is that you could commit to biblical standards for being a husband or a wife and never end up getting married.
I'm sorry, could you say that again?
You could fulfill your responsibilities to be, that you would have the character to be a good husband and wife, but end up never getting married.
但很有可能呢，就是说你已经有这些做好的丈夫和好的妻子的条件了，但是呢，可能你都没有机会结婚。
But remember, you already are loved.
但是你要记住呢，就是你已经被爱了。
You are loved by your heavenly Father.
因为呢，你的天父呢已经爱了你了。
You are loved by your elderly brother Jesus.
你已经被你的大长兄耶稣所爱了。
And if you do your part to love the members of your family, you will please your heavenly Father.
如果你呢，就是在你的家里呢，你爱了你应该爱的。的情况的话呢，那天上的父呢就已经得到了喜悦。
When you consider all that our Heavenly Father has done for us, isn't that a good enough reason for how we treat the rest of the people in our family?
当我们想到神，我们的天父为我们所做的这一切的时候，那我们不应该来好好的爱我们的家人，爱我们身边的人吗？
And so now, what will you do this week to fulfill God's desire for your family?
那这个星期你觉得你应该做什么来实现呢神对你这个家庭的期盼
Notice I said, what will you do, not what will your spouse do?
请清楚地听到我说你应该做什么而不是你的配偶应该做什么
In other words, I don't want you to go home and tell your spouse, well, you should do this because Pastor Paul told you to do that.
就是说我不希望你回家了以后对你的配偶说你应该这样做那样做因为呢帕姆士是这样说的
No, you need to decide what you will do.
不是你应该决定你自己应该怎样做
If you are a wife, perhaps you will choose to be more supportive to your husband rather than undercutting his decisions.
如果你是妻子的话呢能可能呢你就是回到家里以后要更好的来支持丈夫而不是呢总是跟他提反对的意见。
If you're a husband, maybe you'll go home and write your wife a love letter.
如果你是做丈夫的呢可能你回到家里呢真的是要给你的妻子写一封情书。
If you're an adult child, perhaps you'll choose to call your parents on a more consistent basis.
如果你已经是一个成年的孩子那可能你回到家里呢要多跟你的父母打电话。
If you are a parent, maybe you'll choose to forgive your child or to ask your child for forgiveness.
如果你是父母的话呢可能呢你回到家里呢可能是要原谅你的孩子们甚至呢要寻求他们的谅解原谅。
I don't know what God wants you to do, but remember that a sermon is not finished until you practice what was preached.
我不知道神要你做什么，但是我只是想让你记住呢，那今天的讲道呢，如果在你的生活里面没有实践出来的话呢，那这个讲道呢，还是要再继续的。
To prepare our hearts for the communion, I'd like to ask Xiaohong to read Hebrews chapter 2, verses 9 through 11.
我们要下面要领主的圣餐。那我们来看希伯来书
Chapter 2 verse 9,
希伯来书二章九到十一节，唯独见那成为比天使小一点的耶稣，因为受此的苦，就得了尊贵荣耀为冠冕，叫他因着神的恩为人人尝了死味。原来那为万物所属为万物所本的，要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去，使救他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全，本是合宜的。因那使人成圣和那些得以成圣的都是出于一，所以他称他们为弟兄也不以为耻。
In this passage we see that Jesus died for at least three reasons.
在 这段经文里面我们看呢，耶稣的死呢有三个原因。
First, he died so we would not experience eternal death.
第一点呢，他为我们死，这样呢我们就 不会经历永死。
Secondly, he died so he could make us holy.
第二个呢，他死呢，让我们可以成为成圣，成为圣的。
And thirdly, he died so we could become part of his family.
第三点，他为我们死，这样子呢，我们就可以成为他家里的一员。
Though Jesus is so much superior to us, he is not ashamed to call us his brothers and sisters.
我们知道耶稣比我们是完全是在我们高高在上的，但是呢，他称我们为弟兄，并不以为耻。
Though you may be disappointed with your family,
也许呢，你对你的家庭呢很失望。
Realize that you have a heavenly Father that loves you unconditionally.
请你记住呢，你有一个天父呢，他以无条件的爱来爱你。
You have an elder brother who sacrificed his life so you could be adopted into his family.
你有这样一个大兄长，他为了你死，这样子的话，你就是可以进入到他的天家里面，成为他家里的一员。
And so as we partake of the communion today, let's meditate on everything that Jesus did for us so that we could become part of his family.
当我们今天来领主的圣餐的时候呢，让我们来思想我们自己，神为我们所做的，他在十字架上的代价，让我们可以成为他家中的一员。
I'd like to ask the ushers to come forward to pass out the elements.
请服侍饼杯的弟兄姐妹到前面来。